today's episode. You are going to hear what members had to say on the 10th anniversary of Up House.
I'm Jane.
Thank you very much for answering the questions. The first question, can you tell us about your introduction to Up House and what was your life like before you became connected to Up House?
Up House has impacted my life in an extremely positive way. The clubhouse culture of mutual respect, community, sanctuary, and sense of belonging, feeling needed, wanted, expected, and doing meaningful work, fostering meaningful relationships, has turned the poison of dwelling on my mental illness and deficiencies to the medicine of focusing on my mental health and talents. So in the past decade, Up House has served as an opportunity center for me, connecting me with hope and allowing me to regain control over my life and the direction I want my life to take on the other side of chronic psychiatric diagnoses and all the stigma and self-stigma associated with these diagnoses.
Wow.
What motivated you or motivates you to keep coming to Up House or stay involved at Up House?
I find Up House to be a non-judgmental sanctuary, in a sense, a place where I can go and be around people who I know are not judging me, a place where there are endless opportunities for me to explore things that I may be interested in, maybe stimulating to my mind. And it also is a place where I feel needed and wanted, and that's a wonderful feeling. I know that often society projects the reverse on people living with chronic mental illnesses, but Up House is a place where it's the reverse. It's all about that feeling needed, and who doesn't want to feel needed?
Mm-hmm. That's very true. All right, next question, Grant. What impact did Up House have in your life?
It's connected me with hope and allowed me to regain control over my life and the direction I want my life to take.
How do you think Up House can help you with your future goals?
Up House strengthens me and allows me to have more balance in my life. Now, finding strength and balance fortifies me and 100% helps me with honing into any future goals I have in mind. It allows me a chance to test drive goals I may have, and it also lets me be more clear on what kind of goals I'm going to be setting for myself. Of course, sometimes it just depends on the day. Some days my goal is to have a balanced day and do some Up House work, take care of the do things that I need to do at home, things like that. And sometimes there are more lofty goals, goals like what do I want to do in the future? However, I'm the kind of person that really likes to stay in the moment. So Up House, as I mentioned before, really fortifies the balance that I find I need to focus on goals.
Interesting.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Thank you, Grant.
Thank you very much.
So, Lena, can you tell us about your introduction to Up House and what was your life like before you became connected to Up House?
Okay, my first introduction to Up House was me searching like crazy to find something or people or a place that I could feel comfortable with and identify with, because I was going through a very severe depression. And lo and behold, this one day I opened up the Gazette, and on that page there was a small ad about Up House, And that's how I discovered it initially. I called, got an appointment very quickly. And when I went to Up House and I arrived, it was so welcoming and stuff that, and got the tour, etc. And so I joined on the spot because it really spoke to me. It really spoke to me. I really felt at that time in my life, I didn't have a purpose. My profession, I had lost my job as a translator. And so I had lost my purpose, basically, and I felt very diminished. So that's where I was at in my life when I saw this ad. So it was a salvation for me.
A salvation for us too. All right, thank you, Lina. What motivated you, or what motivates you to keep coming to Up House or stay involved at Up House?
Well, there's a number of things. There's the people, for one, the interactions that you can have with various people, the people you can connect with through a long or short conversations. And of course, my professionalism leads me to love to do translations. So that attracts me as well. But there's a lot of other activities that I find very, what's the word I'm looking for? I feel accomplished, for example, in the kitchen. Well, I learned new tricks, let's say how you were supposed to peel an avocado or something and stuff like that. So to me, it's the learning aspect, I think, of Up House in many different areas.
All right. Thank you. What impact did Up House have in your life?
It gave me new meaning in my life and got me going, got me out of bed, basically. And it impacted me in that respect. And also it gave me back my sense of identity because I had lost part of my identity by losing my job, which I loved. So that was a huge impact on me.
Now, last question, Lina. How do you think Up House can help you with your future goals?
My future goals, part of them, I guess, consist of hopefully, I don't know how this would work or if it will work out for me, is hopefully get more involved with mental health and the different ways that you can help yourself and help others, perhaps. And I think that Up House plays a role in that because of all the, because of all the encouragement you get there, the opportunities, and so on. And for me, it's been a growing experience. I have to admit, I've had the opportunities I've had have been tremendous.
All right, thank you very much, Lina. Okay, so Heidi's next. Can you tell us about your introduction to Up House and what was your life like before you became connected to Up House?
I was connected to the CLSC, and I had a nurse there that counseled me, and one day she said that she would like to go and check out Up House, and we got the tour, and I really felt comfortable, and so I was glad to join.
All right. Would you like to answer what your life was like before you became connected to Up House?
I think that it was also a little bit more pointless, and I was lonely, and that was something that really changed.
All right, thank you. All right, now next one is, what motivated you to keep coming to Up House, or what motivates you to keep, stay connected to Up House?
I just love the place, and it's the people, the members, and the staff, and as I heard before, it's non-judgmental, and it's encouraging.
What impact did Up House have in your life?
I think it had a really good impact, and I enjoy coming because I love to interact with the staff and with the members.
Thank you. Okay, last question, Heidi. How do you think Up House can help with your future goals?
I think one of the things, just by being there, and I want to stay connected because I feel comfortable and I feel that I'm learning things.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Heidi. Jennifer, can you tell us about your introduction to UpHouse and what was your life like before you became connected to UpHouse?
Well, I was doing the day hospital at the Allen Memorial in 2016, mm-hmm. and that's where I first heard about UpHouse. Well, I didn't attend for a long time because it was a bit far from where I live. But lately I've been doing the Zoom sessions and that's been great for me. Before my life, I was more isolated, I find, and didn't really have too many friends. Yeah, that's what my life was like. But I find my life has changed now.
Great. What motivated you or what motivates you to stay involved at UpHouse?
Well, I enjoy the connections I formed with people, and I find I've gotten to know a lot of the members at UpHouse, so I really enjoy that. Also, UpHouse makes me feel useful because I enjoy writing poetry, and it seems like everybody seems to enjoy the poetry, and I take some photos, and people enjoy the photos, so I find that I'm able to develop the skills that I have.
That's great. What impact did UpHouse have in your life?
Well, I find UpHouse has made me feel part of the group here that we formed. And I feel that I'm an important part of the group. And yeah, I feel that my skills, UpHouse helps me to develop my skills.
Great. Now, last question, Jennifer. How do you think UpHouse can help you with your future goals?
Well, UpHouse can probably help me improve my self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And also it can probably help me improve my communication skills because I need to work on those. And I find it's, as was mentioned before, it's a place where people are non-judgmental. So I feel welcome. I always feel welcome. So that's very wonderful because I before that in my life, I never really feel welcome anywhere. So UpHouse has really welcomed me and I thank you for that.
That's great. Great answers. Thank you, Jennifer. So thank you, members, for answering without preparation. That was really all of you.
Hello, my name is Lauren. You're listening to Radio Up, www.radio-up.org.
Thank you for listening.